3 o'clock. I'm calling this meeting to order. Do you notice audio recording of PERB meetings? The Public Employees Retirement Board records its meetings for use as the official meeting minutes. You can help us make a successful meeting recording by 1, speak near the microphone. 2, identify yourself when you speak as appropriate. 3, minimizing crosstalk by waiting your turn to speak and try not to talk over one another. 4, enunciating as clearly as possible. Speaking for a recording requires considerably more attention than everyday conversation. 5, being aware that the microphones are set up to hear the softest voice in the room, so it's possible for whispered side conversations to be picked up on the recording. 6, helping the public comprehend better by doing the following. Explaining terminology, terms of art, industry-specific words, acronyms, and so forth whenever feasible. Stating the name of a document whenever you refer to a report, news bulletin, or similar item. 7, always keeping in mind that the recording will not be edited. No content will be cut out. Mission statement. The Montana Public Employees Retirement Board as fiduciaries administers its retirement plans and trust fund, acting in the best interest of the members and beneficiaries. Let's go to the next one.
You can let her do roll call first.
Yeah. Can we please have a roll call?
Chairperson Sonia Woods.
Here.
Maggie Peterson.
Here.
Dave Gault.
Here.
Public introductions, if any.
William Hollihan, Executive Director at Impera.
Cynthia Pearson, Impera.
Kelly Winifred and Cox, Impera.
Jason Strove, Impera board member.
Are there any public or member comment or any subject of interest not on the agenda? Okay, we will move on to our action items under business. First thing, review timeline and finalize implements associated with executive director performance objectives.
All right, Madam Chair.
Turn this to you.
If you'd like. Absolutely.
Yes.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, today at this agenda item, we have certainly reviewing the timeline for my performance evaluation as the executive director of Impera, as well as some additional documentation for your consideration today. So if the committee would they like to discuss a potential timeline first, or would you rather me go over the documents first and then talk about a timeline? Any
timeline's good.
That's timeline.
Okay. What
you think.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. I've got an interest in that.
So with it being February and we're establishing these goals now, would it make sense to do a mid-year in June and then a final in January, let's say, by the end of December?
In June, you will have been officially director for a year, right?
I have. Yeah.
Okay. So I think that would be a good way to do that.
Okay. Right? Sounds good.
So we could schedule a meeting before the June meeting.
Right.
Schedule a committee.
Meeting before.
I agree.
Okay, that sounds good. So anyone like to make a motion on that?
I would make that motion that we consider this goals and objectives for the period January 1, 2025 through December 31, 2025, with a mid-year review in June. Do we have
a second?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
Right. All right, moving right along. Madam Chair, members of the committee, you also have before you for your consideration a performance appraisal form that can be used for the evaluation of my performance serving in this role for the board. The form includes a section laying out 7 yearly performance goals or objectives for myself, as well as performance criteria that can be used by the board to rate my performance in each category listed on this form. More specifically, beginning on page 1 and continuing on to page 2, you'll note performance objectives broken out by the following categories, which are 1, working relationships, 2, providing effective leadership, 3, providing effective advising to the retirement board concerning legislative matters, 4, providing effective advising to the board concerning actuarial valuations, 5, effective public speaking, And number six, ensuring all financial statements of each pension system are sound and reliable. And finally, customer service. You will note that there is also a results section for each goal heading to provide me with the opportunity to memorialize everything that I've accomplished pertaining to each goal throughout the year before a performance evaluation meeting. And thereafter, I'm beginning on page three of the form, is an additional performance evaluation grading rubric related to leadership goals, technical and functional expertise, the production of results, and building working partnerships. The grading key rubric is listed above each of these items and contains the following grades that can be chosen: needs improvement, meets expectations, or exceeds expectations. You'll note that each section listed provides for an opportunity for I to grade myself and for each board member to grade me using this rubric. And then finally, the last form, also at your place setting at this agenda item, for the committee's consideration this afternoon is a performance appraisal form that can be used by staff at Impera to grade my performance over my review period to further assist the board in completing my overall performance review. This form uses the same grading rubric contained on the previous form I spoke to, using a rating system of needs improvement, meets expectations, or exceeds expectations. So those would be entered into each category listed by staff completing this form. There's also a space for the staff to provide comments related to each performance category and an overall free form or catch-all comment field for staff. Overall, you'll note in the form, it would use five categories: knowledge and productivity skills, initiative and problem solving skills, communication skills, technical and functional expertise, and then finally leadership to grade my performance among staff selected to complete the form. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'll pause here for questions of the committee. It would be my recommendation to move these forward to the full board for its consideration tomorrow, so as to establish goals and objectives that I can be graded on heading into June. Thereafter.
Yes, Maggie.
So do you envision us also reaching out to other individuals that you work with closely, such as Executive Director Villa, somebody from maybe the governor's office or the budget office?
In the past, if I recall correctly, for our previous executive director, sometimes we would do a 360-degree review, they called it, where other stakeholders were interviewed about their performance. I certainly think that's a valuable tool for this committee and that board and the board in general. So I think that could easily be done. It could be a series of questions that are asked, or it could be akin to this staff that we already have constructed.
Well, that's what made me think of it, is because I'm looking at some of these, and some of these are probably, in my mind, appropriate things to ask your the individuals that you interact with at the other
end. Absolutely.
So.
Yes, Steve.
Is this a similar, both these appraisal forms and the process is similar to what's been done in the past? So
similar, but not exactly the same, but very similar.
Including the staff reviews?
Staff form I created. Okay. That wasn't used in the past.
We did talk to the staff in the past, though. And actually, I think Executive Director Holohan is probably giving himself more tasks than we ever asked before.
That's probably accurate, but...
But these are similar.
It's in my wheelhouse that I perform every day, so...
I think these are similar to what it would have been HR administration that asked our staff similar type questions.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then they came back and reported it to us. So they're very similar, I think. So.
Okay. I think we should probably adopt this process. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good one. Does anybody think there's anything extra? I agree that I think he's given himself quite a bit of work here, but I'm glad that you're up to the task.
Absolutely.
And I really feel that so far you've done a really good job. I think the staff is happy. I think the board's working well. So I think your leadership qualities have definitely come through. So I think this is a good way to move onward and continue the process.
Okay. Thank you.
Any motion?
Yes, please.
I'll move that we accept these and continue the process in line with the motion that we've already approved on a mid-year review.
You have a second?
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. So can I ask for clarification? We'll take this forward to the board tomorrow.
That's correct. Right.
Yep. And you'll present them. So.
I think that's all we have to do today.
Wow.
I'd like to ask him, is there anything you need of us?
No.
As a personnel committee?
No. Okay. I do not.
Get your camera.
Moving adjourned.
Sorry.
You have to ask for a motion.